Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The House today considers a resolution calling on President Trump to ask for permission from Congress before any further strikes like the one that killed the top Iranian general. The president says about that drone strike,
"We had a shot at him, and I took it, and that shot was pinpoint accurate. And that was the end of a monster."
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Last week, in our view, the administration conducted a provocative, disproportionate airstrike against Iran, which endangered Americans, and did so without consulting Congress.
Nobody was hurt in the retaliatory missile strikes on American-occupied bases in Iraq Tuesday, but Fox confirms the Pentagon officials do believe Iran's military mistakenly hit a Ukrainian passenger plane with a surface-to-air missile a few hours after those base strikes. 176 people died. The plane went down minutes after leaving the airport in Iran's capital, Tehran. America's listening to Fox News.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Tuskegee police have made an arrest in a December murder investigation. Authorities have charged 19-year-old Trayvon Lyles with murder and the death of Quandravius Ferguson. They say Lyles shot Ferguson on December 8th. He is now in the Macon County Jail. A doctor says Governor Kay Ivey is cured of lung cancer. In a statement, Dr. Alex Whitley says scans showed no sign of the cancer Ivey was diagnosed with last year. He says Ivey will continue to be monitored, but he considers her to be cured. And the Montgomery County Board of Education is having a public hearing tonight about a new charter school proposal from Life Academy. The meeting is tonight at 6 o'clock in the Carver High School auditorium. The board is expected to vote on this proposal at a later date. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The hyphen, Webster's Dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. Ivan's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more. Stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land, each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Temperature outside is 63 degrees. Stock market is up 183 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello.
How you doing today? Big guy.
Very, very good. Been a good day so far.
Good. I like good days. Every day's a good day that you're above ground.
Indeed.
Ah, boy, we got a lot kind of going on here. Sorry for the not very many clips here, but we'll make do here. Let's start out with the Ukrainian plane has holes in the wing. And let's start out with this story, and we'll tell you what NORAD said.
Iranian authorities say the crew of a Ukrainian airliner that crashed in Tehran never called for help. According to an early crash report, officials say the plane was trying to turn back when it went down, leaving a trail of debris in a field on the outskirts of the city. But a series of holes like this one in a wing are leading some to question the idea that the plane had mechanical difficulties. Chris Van Cleve is following all of this for us. Chris, good morning. Those holes certainly raise a lot of questions, don't they?
There are a lot of questions. And one of the real challenges here is Iranian government statements have to be treated with skepticism. We do know a team of Ukrainian investigators are now on the ground in Iran. They say they are looking for any evidence something like a missile or anti-aircraft fire struck Flight 752. This morning, we know very little, and answers may not come quickly. But it does appear the plane was on fire as it came down.
Our hearts go out to all the families.
Mourners gathered in Edmonton last night to remember the 63 Canadian victims on Ukraine International Airlines Flight 752 after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau vowed to find out what happened.
Canadians will be asking for answers, and we're there to support and find out the truth.
Well, the U.S. military through NORAD said that they saw a rocket launch in Tehran. And they believe it was shot down by a missile.
Mm-hmm.
Surface-to-air missile, and they think it's of the vintage of Russia-type missile.
Okay.
And when you kind of read a little bit deeper into it, it seems that this would happen after the rockets had been launched, and they may have thought that this was a response by the U.S. of a bomber.
Yeah, so you activate, what, your S-300, S-400, and
you lock in on it and you shoot it out.
Right, even though it's on the same flight path that flight always takes from.
Yeah, the guy hadn't been there with his OAG trying to figure that out. His little official airline guide.
Man.
And, you're sitting there, you just launched missiles and you're worried about the U.S. responding. You might have gotten a little itchy finger there and not thought through this. This is the second part of the story.
The plane was only in the air for a few minutes before disaster struck. The Boeing 737's flight data was abruptly silenced as it climbed towards 8,000 feet during a seemingly normal takeoff, the flight happening just hours after Iran fired rockets into Iraq. Canadian Transport Minister Mark Garneau.
We lost contact with it, suggesting that something very unusual happened.
Holes in some wreckage at the crash site drew comparisons to damage done to the Malaysian air flight that was shot out of the sky over Ukraine more than 5 years ago.
Can you say categorically, one way or another, that the plane was not shot down?
I cannot. It is too early to speculate.
The Iranians say they recovered the black boxes, but they were damaged and may be missing some data.
Oh, yeah.
Petri says it won't give the U.S. or Boeing access. Former NTSB chairman James Hall.
You can't squash speculation except with the truth. And the only way you're going to have the truth here is have a thorough and fair investigation.
The 176 on board the 3.5-year-old airliner included a newlywed couple, several children, and students returning to universities after winter break. Among them, PhD student Ghanemat Ezdari. Professors described her as an exceptional student and an environmental leader.
Just the thought of one of our students dying in such a tragic circumstances is just horrifying.
This is a 737, but it was not one of the grounded MAX airplanes. It has an excellent safety history. Now, this particular aircraft went through a maintenance check just days before the crash. The airline has a solid safety and maintenance record. The Iranians are running this investigation, which comes during very tense times between Iran and the West, and that could be another challenge.
Darn, that black box got damaged. You realize these things are like bulletproof.
Right.
They're indestructible.
They're literally designed to be indestructible.
To be in a crash. I mean, it just... And you know, remember when I was talking to Dr. Sorensen yesterday, and I mentioned this to him, I said, how suspicious is it the fact that they won't do the black box? And we both agreed that's pretty damn suspicious.
Oh, but it was dropped in the uranium centrifuge. Unfortunately, we need to stop putting our diagnostics lab right next to the centrifuges. I'm so sorry.
Man, ugh. I tell you, it's this just is amazing to me that And see, this is one of the person who can never admit that they're wrong. And there was yes, we made a terrible mistake because there are Iranians that were on that plane, too, not to mention Canadians and Ukrainians. But this just kind of shows where we are with this whole thing. Okay, there was a story that was on last night. I'd kind of gotten wind of this. And I'm surprised. I was waiting for somebody to do something with it so I could report on it versus it just being in the rumor mill out here. And that's on the Intelligence Community Inspector General. And this is Devin Nunes talking about the whistleblower complaint and where they went. And then I'm going to add a whole lot more information.
Are Republicans tonight getting closer to uncovering a new deep state conspiracy? Well, there is, at this hour, an active investigation going on into the Intelligence Community Inspector General for his handling of the Ukraine whistleblower complaint. House Intel Republicans have serious concerns, and they should, over inconsistencies in Michael Atkinson's closed-door impeachment testimony. Now, I'd show you excerpts from it if I could, but Adam Schiff refuses to release it. In fact, of the 18 closed-door impeachment interviews, it's so curious, isn't it, that Atkins's is the only one that Schiff is withholding. The question is why? Here now is House Intel Ranking Member Devin Nunes. Congressman, what's he hiding?
Well, what he's hiding is very simple. The very origins of this investigation are shady and don't make any sense. So from the time that the whistleblower first came forward to the IG, where the forms didn't match, it wasn't urgent, didn't have any firsthand knowledge, the form later changed, then it was backdated. These are all things, then we had to hear from the whistleblower, then we didn't have to hear from the whistleblower. And what the media and the Democrats are hoping that we forgot about, which it's kind of funny that this is now news, but we said at the time, we sent a letter, I have the letters right here, we sent them a letter, September 30th, to the ICIG. He responded in an inadequate way on October 8th, and we said, look, right now we have to focus on this impeachment and going through all this, but Mr. IG, we're going to come back to this. He's had since then. He knew we weren't happy with the response, so we'll be sending him a new letter this week, give him another week to respond, but I will tell you, someone is not telling the truth here, and that's why they don't want this testimony
out. Could the Senate do anything here? On this,
well, they could call the IG in. The question will be these transcripts, they really need to be released to the public. Mm-hmm. And why are these the only transcripts that aren't out?
Okay, so the one guy's testimony, you can't get the transcript of. And we were kind of wondering who this guy was, and the first thing out of everybody's mouth, he's a Trump appointee. Well, guess what he was doing before he became a Trump appointee as the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community? He was an attorney at the Department of Justice as a deputy director of the Department of Justice. And then under his, there's seven of them, and under his authority are certain people, including Peter Strzok and the counterintelligence group. I kid you not. I kid you not. He was there for 15 years.
Like FISA stuff and...
Bingo, yes. Exactly. Exactly. So he was there during the time of all this FISA warrant stuff going on.
Mr. McGuire.
So this is something here, guys. This is something. And this has been kind of rumbling out there, and this is the first time I've heard a news story on it. And I didn't want to throw it out there until we had some type of legitimate person as kind of the centerpiece, and then I could add the ornaments to the tree. But guess who's going to get a visit from Mr. Durham? Mr. Atkinson. Because if you heard what he said, is he changed the date, and he changed the... You remember, the reason they did this is that this was urgent and a serious matter, and that was what Adam Schiff had always done. That was his kind of selling point. The connection... What is the connection of Whitaker and Adam Schiff? What is the connection of Whitaker and some of the folks that are in Adam Schiff's staff that came over recently from the intelligence community? What's the influence of Brennan or Comey or McCabe or Peter Strzok to this whole thing? Inquiring minds want to know. Let's listen to the second part of this story.
Isn't it interesting to see figures rushing, though, to Atkinson's defense?
Atkinson did, as best I can tell, exactly what he was supposed to do.
Because I told him so.
And the whistleblower complainant himself or herself complied meticulously with the law.
Well, to the law, if you believe this or not, there is no such thing as the law. They're trying to claim that this was the case, but yet the forms didn't show that. And then when questioned by the media, did the form get changed? And remember, it got backdated. And if it wouldn't have been for us asking the questions originally, they would have got away with it. But there's more to this story.
Doesn't it
than
sound
that
a little bit, I mean, it's a different set of facts, but you did the same thing when it came to the Mueller investigation. You were pressing and pressing and pressing, and then they started vilifying you.
Well, if they think I'm going to go away, I'm not.
Well, you didn't do it before, right? So but this is all like...
And if I was the IG, I would...
This is deja vu all over again.
They may think, you know, because I don't have subpoena power,
yeah,
that there's going to be some issue here. But we do have other powers, right? So we can run this investigation. We can get other people to come and testify. We do have people that come in as whistleblowers and talk to us, right, or informants that talk to us. So if I was the ICIG, I would provide all the documentation. So essentially, you have to either believe he's in on it or he's incompetent. Okay, now, if he's incompetent, and if they're, because that's what he's claiming in the letter, is essentially we're incompetent. Oops. We have all these mistakes. Well, we need to have evidence of your incompetence. That's all we ask for in letters. Provide Perfect. Us all the documentation that shows how this got changed. We're not just going to take your word for it that, oh, we made a mistake.
Do we really know how many times Schiff's office met with a whistleblower? Do we really know?
No, we don't know. I assume multiple times. Well, I think they likely know the whistleblower and have known. You know, several of his staff members know the whistleblower.
Let's go back and play that piece again. I'll tell you when to stop right after Clapper speaks. And listen, and let me tell you something that you do, is you always lead with the truth when you're telling a lie. So you say something that is truthful, but it has a different meaning to it. Listen in.
Congressman, isn't it interesting to see figures rushing, though, to Atkinson's defense?
Atkinson did, as best I can tell, exactly what he was supposed to do and comported with the law. and the whistleblower complainant himself or herself complied meticulously with the law.
Well, okay. So replace that with he did exactly what I told him to do. Because he did exactly what he was supposed to do, is what he said. So he did exactly what I told him to do. And then he said and reported to the law. But that's not the case at all. That was the add-on lie to it. This was a whistleblower talking about something that didn't happen within the intelligence community. This was completely out of bounds. The only reason the DNI even took up this subject is because the IG was so despondent about it.
So Atkinson is the IG. McGuire is the now acting DNI. And McGuire's the one that got pulled in front of Congress. And he was like, oh, it was all by the book. Wow.
And I think that's because Trump appointee Atkinson told him it was all by the book. The question is, did you have a player that was in that office that had ties into other places?
Mm-hmm.
Inquiring minds. Yep. They want to know.
I want to see that deposition.
Yeah. Me too. And be back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Serta's from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Your
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
My brother just texted me. He said he's in Atlanta. Ooh. And we've got our favorite wine store. He said, do you want some? Yeah.
Nice, yeah.
Help each other out that way.
Yeah, I like their wholesale, their liquor stores and wine stores.
They have, yeah, Tower Liquors there is great. That's my favorite.
I was there last time I was in Atlanta.
And particularly if you want some type of specialty scotch or something like that. There was a scotch that I was trying to find that somebody told me about. It was a single malt and it was just great. And I couldn't find it anywhere. I talked to the ABC commissioner and said, we don't carry that. It's too high end for us. So went over there and got it. Now, it was $100 for a quart. That's pretty high end scotch. Mm. But damn, it was good. I got a little nipple put on the end of it. Sucked on it. It was great. By the way, I forgot to mention to you guys, 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on this Weekly Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Yes, duo. And so that increases your odds of winning the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Okay, so let's go into Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy is going to be talking about Pelosi impeachment strategy and Dianne Feinstein slapping her around. Listen in.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Today, Pelosi, you saw that clip, was visibly annoyed. They're pressing her. You know, when are you going to send the articles? What's going on? And she seems very frustrated in this position. What's her calculation? What's the pro and con for her here?
Well, she has no con. I mean, she's going to fail at this. She's already failed. And now it's not just Republicans. It's Democrat senators. But what's even worse, it's Dianne Feinstein. This is her home senator, but it's her hometown senator from San Francisco. She literally said, if it's so urgent, if you keep it, it loses its urgency. Either send it over or don't send it at all. It's crushing her.
But what if the House decides on its own, can it, to subpoena Bolton? This theory has been floated over the last 72 hours. They could just subpoena Bolton and get information from him and kind of, I don't know, backfill the impeachment inquiry? That's what they're saying now.
Well, they had the opportunity. They didn't think it was important enough. They thought it was so urgent. They thought they had enough information. But lo and behold, when it went to the floor, the bipartisan vote was no. They know their case is so weak, it's almost like she doesn't want to sit it, like she's embarrassed of it.
Like she's embarrassed of it. Okay. And Joey just mentioned, we talked about it, here's Nancy Pelosi now. Talking about this resolution, and this resolution isn't quite what you guys think it is. So what we're going to do is we're going to come back to Kevin McCarthy. He's going to be talking about the Iran briefing, but then he's going to be talking about this resolution and what the real deal is on this. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Dan Morris Show right after this.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk in your pocket?
Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House today considers a resolution calling on President Trump to ask for permission from Congress before any further strikes like the one that killed the top Iranian general. The president says about that drone strike,
"We had a shot at him, and I took it, and that shot was pinpoint accurate, and that was the end of a monster."
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi,
"Last week, in our view, the administration conducted a provocative, disproportionate airstrike against Iran, which endangered Americans, and did so without consulting Congress."
Nobody was hurt in the retaliatory missile strikes on American-occupied bases in Iraq Tuesday, but Fox confirms the Pentagon officials do believe Iran's military mistakenly hit a Ukrainian passenger plane with a surface-to-air missile a few hours after those base strikes. 176 people died. The plane went down minutes after leaving the airport in Iran's capital, Tehran. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All quiet for now, but all eyes on that Saturday storm system, which could bring a significant severe weather threat. For today, a warmer day, a dry day, high temperature in the upper 60s, clouds increasing later in the day. For tonight, mostly cloudy, very mild, overnight low temperature 56. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, scattered showers around, maybe a thunderstorm. Nothing severe tomorrow with a high in the low 70s. Then on Saturday with a high in the mid-70s, that's fuel for the fire, an enhanced severe weather risk. That means severe weather is likely, including the threat of severe thunderstorms with damaging winds and tornadoes as well. Hey, make sure you get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It has advanced interactive radar plus instant notifications for any severe weather watches or warnings which appear likely on Saturday. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. get to go over to my good friend Bess and Fred Blackman's house for a church event tonight. Looking forward to that. It's always a great, great event. Well, let's go back to Kevin McCarthy here. And he's going to be talking about the Iran briefing that Mike Lee got so upset about and other things. Let's listen to how he looks at this.
All right, I want to get back to the Iran issue, Congressman, yes, because Democrats came out of the administration's briefings today on Capitol Hill, and we're all pretty much singing the same tune. Watch.
I was deeply surprised at the lack of information presented by the administration regarding a specific imminent threat.
There was no raw evidence presented that there was an imminent threat.
I was utterly unpersuaded about any evidence about the imminence of a threat that was new or compelling.
Well, are they all lying? I mean, Mike Lee is essentially saying the same thing as all these Democrats, a conservative from Utah.
It is a top secret hearing, but I don't know what they're talking about. Think for one moment to the American public. They don't have to be in that meeting. More than 600 American soldiers have been killed by this individual. They killed an American. They took down a drone. They bombed tankers. They bombed Saudi Arabia refinery. They took after our embassy. And somehow it's us escalating something? I think the way the president handled this is masterful. It's like a chess game, and these people don't even know what they're talking about. They are now, the socialist Democrats, are defending Iran over defending America.
Mike Lee said it's the worst briefing he's ever seen, said it was basically stating conclusory comments about the imminence without actual facts of time, place, manner, what was going to happen.
I wish I could share with you what was said inside.
Why do you think he's saying that?
I do not know why he's saying that. I was not in the Senate briefing. I was in the House briefing.
Must have been the same briefing.
It was the same briefing. The same members from CIA, Secretary of State.
Was it condescending? Were the briefers condescending? That's what I keep hearing.
Not at all. And what was interesting, if I could only share, the way people would ask questions and come back. They would get the answer they asked, and they'd try to come back. It's like they couldn't hear it. You asked a question, here it was answered. Well, I don't understand that. It was embarrassing because here they are. They want to defend this terrorist. They said he's a bad guy, but I want to start hearing Democrats say he's a bad guy because he killed Americans, because he went after our embassy, because he killed another American, because he went after the tanker.
Now, we're going to get into the Mike Lee issue in just a little bit, but the next piece is going to be talking about the Pelosi restraint of power resolution that she's trying to get done here, which isn't going to go anywhere. And he's gonna say something in here about this resolution that I want you to clearly get. I literally picked up the phone and called a congressional office that we're connected with, and the person who handles legislation that the congressman is going to have to vote on, that's what she does. And I asked her, is this true? And she said, absolutely it's true. Listen in.
After employing the tactics of the perpetual resistance for 3 years now, it's amazing to see and hear the Democrats claiming that it's the president who wants to divide the country at a time like this. But that's exactly what happened. Leon Panetta is a pretty well-respected guy on with Anderson Cooper.
This moment of potential national unity and national kind of relief, he chose it to kind of lay it on, attack President Obama.
He's almost deliberately try to split this country apart. All he cares about is whether or not his supporters continue to support him. I think that's a serious mistake.
So did the president miss a historic opportunity to bring the nation together today, Congressman?
No, I think what he did was he made this world safer. Think for a moment, what if we were able to stop Bin Laden before 9/11 happened?
Yeah.
Think about how many more people are safe, and think about what history will look like in the future because how strong this president acted. He held restraint when the drone went down, but when they killed American, he had a red line on the sand, and he actually acted.
I would say, what if we could have knocked out Saddam without going to war again? And when he traveled to Kuwait, it would have been nice to knock him out.
Exactly. What's so interesting, now they're going to bring up a War Powers Act, but this is such a joke. They are bringing it under what is called a con resolution. But you got to understand how they're bringing it up. It's a con resolution. This is the same type of resolution we use to do a soapbox derby on the Capitol Hill. It doesn't go to the president. It means nothing.
So they're doing it to what? For what purpose?
I don't know, to try to appease a socialist base, but it has no power. It has no meaning. It's equal to a soapbox derby.
And that is true.
Wow.
It's a non-binding resolution. And then what you're going to hear is all the stuff out. They are, they're trying to contain Trump and stop him from starting World War III. And they're reining him in because our country is at danger. And when I called her and I said, I heard Kevin McCarthy said this last night. Is that true? And I actually had the clip where she could hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yeah, there's nothing to this thing. It's a vote.
It's even worse than I thought. It'd be one thing. But essentially, if this had teeth, she'd be saying, keep the American troops there in theater. And we're going to also tell the president you must halt your hostilities with Iran for 30 days. So you're undercutting, even if it is just a resolution, you're undercutting the deterrence, which is really the only strategic. I mean, obviously, the death of Soleimani is the biggest thing. But where we are now is the strategic deterrence that's been developed. If the Congress does this, it undercuts that. But you also want to keep the troops there. It's very dumb.
It amazes me what extent they will go just to try to hurt this president.
Yeah.
I mean, this has there's no reality in it whatsoever.
Right.
But they're doing this just to make the president look bad. That's it. And it's like these people that came out of the briefing going, oh, my God, they couldn't answer any of our questions type thing.
Well, first is, where was the congressional authorization to keep troops there to defend the Kurds from Turkey like they wanted when Trump pulled them back? It's just, they're so full of it.
They really are full of it. And I went through and did a little research on congressional authorizations and looked at all of them in history, going all the way back to Thomas Jefferson, the Barbary Coast, and that whole thing was very interesting to go back and refresh my memory on that. But
Adams tried to pay him off. And
That's what they were doing. Yeah. They're paying tribute to him. And then finally Thomas Jefferson said, we're broke. It's cheaper for us to build a ship.
Well, and I love that it's part of the history.
Shores of Tripoli.
Is Jefferson was criticizing Adams and the government for building frigates. But in the back of his mind, he's like, I'm going to use
them. Thomas Jefferson was part of the team that went over to negotiate. And Thomas Jefferson agreed, and when he was president, agreed that they should pay a tribute. And then we had Moroccan Pasha came in and he wanted some, and he goes, we ain't got enough money for that. So they fall back. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey there. I just wanted to make one little point. Not only with this War Powers Act, do they look petty and bitter and whiny, but they also look idiotic because they are not privy to the things that the president is privy to. They don't know what the hell is going on. The president and a very few people know what's going on over there.
Yeah, okay? No, you're spot on.
Because it's like Herman Cain said when he was running, everybody was asking him about, what would you do about the situation in Iraq? And he goes, well, I don't know. And everybody was taken aback. And he said, why? He goes, I can't formulate a theory about what I would do on Iraq because the president knows things that I'm not privy to know. So anything that I would say would be a hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing here. So all this War Powers Resolution, it just makes them look more and more and more like idiots. And the big thing about it is, in all reality, the Congress hasn't voted to go to war since 1945. So,
And what happens is there's a formal declaration of war, but then there is a joint resolution saying that you can conduct activities of X, Y, and Z, which is what most of the stuff is. There are very few formal declarations of war. And Rand Paul went way off the reservation on that, by the way.
Right. But Pelosi and them are saying, you have to have congressional approval. No, you don't. There's nowhere in any of the law that says that. And Dershowitz made the point the other day that of any of the attacks that we've ever done, this one was the most legal, checked all of the legal boxes and was the most legal of any that we've ever done in recent history.
Right, and here's the main reason for that, is if you attack the United States, there is no doubt the president can respond and respond however he wishes. And when they attack the embassy, you are attacking U.S. soil.
Absolutely you are. And it's just like Senator Taylor said, you know, that's even in the U.N. Charter. I think it was Article 51 of the U.N. Charter. You know, he can respond, and he doesn't have to tell Pelosi or anybody about it. And so, you know, they make themselves look more and more idiotic every single day.
Do you think what they're doing, though, is they're just strictly playing to a smaller and smaller base? Because when the resolution thing, and I made the telephone call to Sheila, I mean, she laughed. She said, yep, it had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah,
they can't do anything.
They're trying to go back to because they don't have anything. So they're trying to go back to the very tiny base and say, well, we did this resolution of this War Power Act. You know, that's all they're doing. They're just they're grasping at straws to be able to take something back to their constituents because they don't have anything else. They haven't done anything.
Well, and let me tell you something. We're going to watch on the news tonight, and you're going to hear it in Major Garrett and the way his report goes. They're going to go crazy about this thing. They're reining in the president. Nancy Pelosi is showing her political muscle, but there's nothing to it. There's nothing to it.
Right, and the sad thing is the reporters won't say that it's that Pinewood Derby resolution. The reporters won't say that.
Yeah.
And that's the therein lies the reporters being the enemy of the state.
There you go.
Because they report half-truths.
They're complicit in this whole thing. Kyle, thanks for the telephone call. You're spot on, buddy.
All right,
News Show 93.1, going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What could Alabama do with $1 billion? Fund education, health care, public safety, improve the quality of life for all. The Porch Creek Indians have a solid plan for gaming to bring Alabama $1 billion. A game changer for our state. Visit winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Okay, so now we're going to go to Major Garrett at CBS so we can kind of get a feel for this. Now, he doesn't get into the Pelosi thing until to the second part of this, but he's going to be talking about Mike Lee and others in the Iran cash deal. And let me tell you something. On the Iran cash deal, as soon as I tuned into NBC Nightly News, they had that how wrong Trump was in what he said. Then it was on CBS this morning. Then it was on Morning Joe this morning. It was on MSNBC. Seeing that everybody was doing it. They even rolled Susan Rice out to talk about it's another Trump lie. Now, what that tells me is something is wrong with it. That they didn't do something necessarily correct with the whole deal. Because you don't go out and yell foul that loud and that many times with that and orchestrate it like that unless there's something you're trying to protect. So let's listen in.
Major, was the Trump administration surprised by the angry reaction from Senators Mike Lee and Rand Paul?
Sure it was, but it left the response to one of their more ardent defenders in the Senate, Lindsey Graham, who said both senators were emboldening the enemy. That prompted Rand Paul to call that a gutter response that insults the Constitution and uses a fake drape of patriotism. This kind of intramural fighting among Republicans is clearly going to fuel a debate later today on the House floor about a war powers resolution to limit President Trump's further military actions in Iran. And with those two Republican senators saying when that debate comes to the Senate, they'll side with Democrats, the White House has an unexpected problem on its hands.
The president, Major, falsely claimed the Obama administration funded Iran's missiles because of the Iran nuclear deal. What is the reality there?
Look, if you really want to do a deep dive on this, go to the Washington Post website. Glenn Kessler, the Washington Post fact checker, has a complete deep dive on it. But a few things. This ballistic missile was short range, meaning it was old. The Iran nuclear deal provided funds that could have been used for long-range ballistic missiles, so not the same technology. The president uses two figures from the Iran nuclear deal. Both are exaggerated, one wildly exaggerated, one slightly exaggerated. That's not my contention. That's Trump Treasury Department number contentions. In the main, the accusation is inflammatory, it's reckless, it's also false.
So take that. I'm telling you, this was way too much of a full-court press. Everybody was doing it. And Major Garrett was like sipping on the Kool-Aid there. But when something is that orchestrated, you know you're getting close to something. Somebody needs to look into how they handle the cash. Because something tells me that it wasn't done quite right.
Lots of money is fungible. Like, you know, oh, my friend Josh, or I didn't mean to pick on any Josh, my friend Josh, he promised me he's going to stop doing heroin, so I gave him money for groceries.
Right. He wouldn't use it for heroin.
Right. And if he did, like, end up buying more, my money didn't go to that. It went to
the groceries. Well, did you notice he said a ballistic missile that was older than the term? So it's that parsing, the fact that Susan Rice was rolled out, and she was on the NBC Nightly News last night, and that was pretty quick. That was a pretty quick response. And everybody was doing it. It was ABC, CBS, CBS This Morning. Everybody was doing it, which says it was a talking point. They didn't all go, you know, that's not an accurate statement. And particularly when you have the Washington Post kind of leading the way. Okay, so now Major Garrett on the political outcome of killing you-know-who.
Major, there's a big rally in Ohio tonight that the president is holding. What do you expect the tone to be of that, considering all that is going on in Washington and Iran?
That the president will assert that this was a decisive move, that Soleimani was a bad actor, long overdue. I anticipate the crowd will be enthusiastic in its general reaction. But the simple truth is, this is something that's being evaluated in a political context. There's no evidence that the Pentagon, the administration, or anyone around the president's site that this was a political maneuver for the president. This was a national security step. But you can't take the politics away from it. And everything that flows from this decision will be viewed politically. If it works for the president, it will be an absolute plus. If bad things happen that haven't happened so far, he will own each and every one of those consequences.
Well, this certainly does not appear or feel like it's over.
I had to say that little comment at the very end. So here's what they're betting. They're betting on something's going to happen, and they're going to make him own it. That's what the code was that they were just saying. Major Gear is basically saying, okay, when something happens that didn't quite go right, we're going to blame Trump on it. So you guys get ready for this. That's exactly what's going to happen. This, the media, I mean, it's almost, and I hate to go this far out on a limb with it, but it's almost anti-American, unpatriotic, some of the way that they're approaching this thing. They cannot celebrate the fact that a bad guy died.
Well, I think one of the worst things is sort of political hackery. Like the whole
hackery?
Yeah, the partisanship extending to foreign policy. It's happened with Russia. And Russia's an interesting conversation to have. It happens to some degree with China, though there's a large agreement about China. But on this, anything in foreign policy, especially stuff at this level, has risks. Any decision you make has pros and cons. There's no, like, certain action in foreign policy that is the golden way, in my opinion. I think it's always events and assessing those events and doing the best you can to have the best outcome. But there's always risk involved. And some of the best outcomes have more risk than if you take the easy way.
I couldn't get it isolated, but on Morning Joe Scarborough actually said that Trump must have conferred with Putin.
Oh, I see.
On the whole thing.
I saw that too.
That was unbelievable. So he conferred and go, hey, Vladimir, should I take him out? Yeah, go ahead, do it. I mean, it's nonsensical what they're talking
You've
about.
You've met with Soleimani. Do you think he'd look better in pieces? Like, you know, what are they talking about?
It is, I'm just amazed at how they will not give him credit for anything. I mean, they took out a bad guy. Iran really responded well for us on this whole thing. Well, you heard Dr. Sorensen talk about how surprised he was and pleased he was with the whole thing, and that more moderates may be having influence. Now, are they still throwing out the rhetoric? Absolutely. You're going to hear Mike Pence talk about that they intended to do harm to us. And I'm not, that just didn't calibrate well with me.
Likewise, when I saw Sean Hannity leading with that last night, now it's coming from the vice president and the head of the Joint Chiefs, right?
You're right.
Millie. I'm like, well, what do y'all mean?
Millie Benilli.
Because they have the capability to be very exacting and to cause damage, so I don't really know.
And they didn't use the modern stuff, they did use older, but it was a mixture of things.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm not on that cycle, without a doubt. Newstone 93.1, Dan Moore Show, heading our top hour break, coming back second hour, right after this.